This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling National League for Democracy Party have been detained in an early morning raid. That's according to a spokesman for the party. The move comes after days of escalating tension between the civilian government and the powerful military. The tension stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election that the army says was fraudulent. The spokesman told Reuters news agency by phone that Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's president, and other leaders had all been taken in the early hours of the morning. He called for the people of Myanmar, quote, not to respond rashly. He exhorted them to, quote, act according to the law. The spokesman said he also expects to be detained. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege in the capital Mogadishu on Sunday. The siege left nine people dead. Mohamed Nur Galal, a well-known retired general and former defense minister, was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique. The hotel, located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu with the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Police said all four Al-Shabaab militants who stormed the hotel were killed. You can follow this story and all the stories we're covering at VOA on our website. That's VOA.com. We also have an app that you can download to your mobile device. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's office on Sunday said trial lawyers David Schoen and Bruce Castor will lead Mr. Trump's legal team during his Senate impeachment trial. The announcement followed news that Trump had abruptly parted ways on Saturday with the two lead lawyers working on the team. In addition, three other lawyers reported to have been working with the former president are also no longer members of his legal team. This is according to information first reported by CNN. Trump and his lawyers were reported to be at odds about what legal strategy is appropriate for his February 9th trial before the Senate. The former president is facing charges of incitement of insurrection in connection with the mob that invaded the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. He's scheduled to reply to those charges by Tuesday. Analysts say the former president will likely be acquitted since 45 Republican senators voted on a recent measure that the upcoming trial is unconstitutional because Mr. Trump is no longer in office. Trump is the first U.S. president to have been impeached twice. He was acquitted by the Senate a year ago on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The Associated Press has analyzed data from 17 U.S. states and two cities concerning the racial breakdown of Americans receiving the COVID vaccine. The analysis indicates vaccination rates for African Americans are significantly lower than those for the general population. This despite the fact that African Americans make up an oversized percentage of the nation's healthcare workers who are at the front of the line for vaccinations. In North Carolina, for example, Black people are just a scant 11% of the vaccine recipients, even though they are 22% of the population and 26% of the healthcare workforce. The New York Times has reported that Los Angeles County data has also revealed racial disparities in the COVID pandemic. The mostly Latino neighborhood of Pacoima, the Times said, has one of the highest case rates in the nation, roughly five times the rate of COVID-19 cases, as much richer and whiter Santa Monica. Thousands of Russians protested in cities across the country on Sunday, defying threats of arrest by the government and demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny was jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany early in January. He had been in Germany for nearly 5 months, undergoing treatment for a near-lethal poisoning attack he has blamed on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has denied involvement and refused to investigate. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.